You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson and this is episode 63. And I have a smorgasbord of dream delights for you today. Several different things which I think you'll enjoy. First up, we're revisiting Kate. Now, Kate was a guest on podcast episode 57, and she's reporting back 6 weeks after her interpretation and alchemy to let us know what's been happening for her. Kate, you may remember, had the dream about chopping her leg off so she could look inside her calf muscle. Anyway, we'll come back to that in a minute. We're also looking at pop star Lady Gaga's dream. Now, I'd like to say that I had Lady Gaga on the podcast show, but I haven't. Well, not this episode anyway, but she did make a very public declaration of a very worrying dream that she had, and I took the liberty to interpret it for her, whether or not she's listening, but definitely for all of us, hey? And then I have a question from Kay, who wrote in to ask about a dream. She's been listening to the podcast show for a couple of months now, and she wrote in to ask about a dream, and I'm going to address her question, and part of her addressing her question, I'm going to read you a little bit from my book, Dream Alchemy. Dream Alchemy is a book that was published by Hachette in a second edition in 2007. It's still in the bookshops, it's still selling well. And so I thought I would be able to most precisely answer Kay's question by backing it up with a bit of information from Dream Alchemy. So here we go, lots in store. And from the top, we're going to start with Kate. Now, I don't have Kate live on the show. And of course, you can go back and listen to podcast episode 57 to hear the whole glorious Technicolor detail of her dream where she chopped her leg off so she could look inside her calf muscle. But you may remember that one of the major issues that we uncovered when talking to Kate about her dream was that she feared being seen as boring if she shared her true feelings. And she worked really hard to be lively at work and in front of family and friends so that no one would think she was boring. So there were other things in her dream too, but the alchemy exercise that we did was geared towards changing her feelings about that and enabling her to really be a little bit more true to who she really is. So, you know, this is now 6 weeks after her interpretation and alchemy, but after 4 weeks, Kate emailed me to share this bit. She said, "Because I'm no longer putting a brave face and being honest with people, my relationships with others have improved." Now, that week, her sister was going into hospital for major surgery. And she added, "Now that I've stopped hiding the boring parts in my life, I admit that I'm scared. And people have recognized the next month or so will be hard, and we've had the most lovely offers of help." 2 weeks later, just this week, Kate reported back with some more, and she said, "My sister's surgery went well, and looking after her little ones has been an amazing experience, a little difficult at times, but lovely nonetheless. People have been very helpful and supportive, and I think it's all due to opening up a little more. I was worried with opening up a little that life would be a little less fun, a little more serious, but it has made all the fun I've had so much more genuine and so much more frequent. The migraine is relaxing, and looking after myself means it doesn't really bother me as much. And relaxing more means the Bowen technique is helping me more. I've also been getting regular Reiki treatments, which have helped me learn how to heal myself in other ways. I am, or was, a singer-songwriter, but many years ago I had a very horrible experience, and since then I've really struggled with writing and even singing. I lost my passion for a while, but thanks to being able to heal myself, I can now write songs again, and I can sing now, no matter what emotions I'm feeling. Finishing my course still feels like it's a while away, but I have been taking a break from it, well, from paying clients, and having no money does tend to motivate you. I feel like now I have verbalized that I'm having trouble, half of the trouble I had is gone. I now actually do want to continue down this path, and I'm feeling like I can cope with the demands of the job as long as I hold my ground, only work certain hours, and make it a fair exchange of energy, and make sure I don't take on clients' issues. I've learned a lot by stepping back. So there you are. And that's how Kate's going just 6 weeks down the track. And I say just 6 weeks down the track because when you do seriously do your dream alchemy practice, you do begin to see results within a few days. And those results do intensify. They get stronger and stronger from week to week and month to month. And that's where Kate's up to. So I encourage you to go back and listen to her full Kate on episode 57, giving her full dream and the way that we worked out the interpretation, and have a listen to what the alchemy was, because now you can see how just doing that alchemy has really made quite a subtle but very, very deep difference to Kate. Pop star Lady Gaga, I'm sure that you know who she is, and if you don't, yeah, well, a little Google will get her. Pop star Lady Gaga told Rolling Stone magazine this week that she has a recurring dream about being told to cut her wrist, and she thinks there's a connection to an Illuminati ritual. Now, apparently, I can't remember whether Lady Gaga herself is interested in Illuminati or whether there's just some kind of major gossip going on that, whoa, she must be involved in Illuminati. But apparently when she had the dream, her mum said to her, oh, that cutting the wrist bit, that seems a bit Illuminati to me. So this whole thing of Lady Gaga's dream kind of hit the media this week, not only because probably everything she does at the moment is hitting the media, but also because the dream is a bit violent and because, well, it's now surrounded with Illuminati mystery. So here's my interpretation of her dream based on the account she gave to Rolling Stone, as reported in Bossip, which is a gossip website, in which Lady Gaga said, and I quote, I have this recurring dream sometimes where there's a phantom in my home and he takes me into a room and there's a blonde girl with ropes tied to all four of her limbs. And she's got my shoes on from the Grammys. Go figure, psycho, and the ropes are pulling her apart. I never see her get pulled apart, but I just watch her whimper. And then the phantom says to me, if you want to stop hurting her, and if you want your family to be okay, you will cut your wrist. And I think that he has his own, like, crazy wrist-cutting device, and he has this honey in it, like Tupperware, and it looks like sweet and sour sauce with lots of MSG from New York. Just bizarre. And he wants me to pour the honey into the wound and then put cream over it and a gauze. So that was how she spoke her dream to Rolling Stone magazine. And here's my interpretation. She's feeling haunted by an issue that leaves her feeling tied, you know, restricted and emotionally pulled apart. And it relates back to the time when she wore those shoes to the Grammys, and it resonates with a deeper issue. Cutting the wrist is symbolic, of course. The blonde woman in the dream is the part of herself that feels tied up and pulled apart from time to time. So cutting the wrist is like cutting the bind that ties. The phantom represents this issue that haunts her. And he suggests not only releasing herself from the ties that bind and restrict her, but adding a healing element, represented in the dream by the sweet and sour honey with MSG that reminds her of New York. So my feeling is that there's a sweet and sour emotional issue relating to New York that Lady Gaga needs to explore and release. And this will free her from feeling emotionally pulled apart. I'm not sure if MSG is a preservative, but a lot of people think it is. So if it is, or if in Lady Gaga's mind, MSG is a preservative, it kind of suggests that this New York thing is a long-standing, you know, a preserved issue that she would be well to address and let go. Of course, I'd like to ask Lady Gaga some questions to get a closer interpretation, but there you go. You know, the Rolling Stone article suggests she's pretty freaked out by this recurring dream, as most people would be. And the worrying thing about this kind of dream is not the dream itself. It's that people have lost connection with interpreting dreams and so regard this kind of scary dream as literal. You know, devil, exorcism, cut wrists, Illuminati. Whereas, in fact, it's symbolic and potentially healing. So that's Lady Gaga's dream. Now, I had an email from Kay, and I'll just read you Kay's brief email and then answer her question. Kay says, I'm writing because I've been listening to your podcast for about 2 months now, and I've just recently started writing down my dreams in the past month. One theme of two dreams I've had in the past week is that they've always involved two other people and myself flying around and floating in space. So I see that the number three could be a theme as well as the floating and flying concept. And I'd love to hear your dreams, about your ideas about these two dreams. So, Kay, I'm going to give you some my brief ideas about those dreams, and then I'm going to read you an excerpt from my book, Dream Alchemy, which goes into these kind of dreams in a lot more detail. And when I come to certain parts in that reading that relate to you, I'll point them out as well. But I know that flying and floating dreams are very, very, very common dreams. And so I know that a lot of you listening in will be quite keen to get a little bit deeper into this stuff. Now, Kay, you'll know that, you know, because you've been listening to the podcast a while, you know that a recurring dream reflects a recurring issue in your life, you know, because a dream always reflects what's been going on for you in the last day or two. So each time you have this flying and floating dream, it's mirroring something in your waking life that is coming up as flying and floating in space. And you've had two dreams in just 1 week with this theme. So this interpretation relates to what was happening for you in this past week before you sent me the email. Now, the other thing is that there are two people as well as yourself, Kay, flying around and floating in space. So when we have other people in our dreams, they represent an aspect of ourselves. And one of the quickest ways that you could work out what that aspect is to ask yourself a simple question. For each person, say, which three words would I use to describe this person's personality or approach to life? So, Kay, do that for the two people that you're with in the dream, and you'll probably find that there's a bit of an overlap, that the two people either share a similar personality trait or approach to life, or they are extreme opposites. Now, if those two people are extreme opposites, for example, if one of the person you're flying with is a worrier and the other person, you know, is totally relaxed, then, you know, that defines an issue. And the issue would be, you know, how much do I worry about things, or how much do I relax about things, all along that kind of worry relaxation locus of an issue that you're dreaming about. Flying around and floating in space. Well, here we go into the Dream Alchemy reading, Kay, and I'll point out more to you as we go. So, as I said, my book Dream Alchemy is published by Hachette, and it's in its second edition now, and it's been on the bookshelves for a number of years and still doing well, so I'm really pleased. So this is from the chapter I'm flying, because a large part of the Dream Alchemy book is about recurring dream themes. Now, I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to start at this bit. Here we go. Superman does it for us. Angels do it for us. So do fairies. We have invested power, mystery, and magic in these winged beings because they can go where we can't. Well, not without planes, helicopters, hot air balloons, or hang gliders anyway, except in dreams. Oh, for the power to fly, to go beyond your physical limits, to leave the everyday solid ground behind you and to feel the lightness and freedom of flying. No bonds, no limits, nothing to pull you down, nothing to restrict or control your self-expression. When you fly in dreams, you are exploring powers, mystery, and magic beyond your everyday restrictions and limitations. We're creatures of habit, generally sticking with what we know, moving within our own personal comfort zones, believing there are physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual limits beyond which we cannot go. But in our dreams, we feel no limitations. Instead, we feel the enormity of our unconscious mind and our potential to do or be anything we wish. Your flying dreams help you to see your limitless horizons. Just when you think you know where your horizons are, your dream pops up to beckon you further and further. So what's stopping you? Fear? Insecurity? Lack of faith? Not being ready to let go? Or do you prefer to stay in control? The very common dream of feeling frustrated because you cannot fly above power lines is often said to prove that we fly out of the body when we dream. But take a close look at the landscape around your home. There are many more likely obstacles than overhead power lines, so why do so many people still dream of getting entangled in them? Dreams play with puns. Power lines are dream code for power. If your power lines prevent you from flying higher, then consider how much power gets in your way in your waking life. You probably feel that more powerful people seem to be in your way at work or at home. So turn around your thinking and ask yourself if you have let power become a big issue for you. Who is doing the controlling and of whom? The power of flying should be a positive feeling of personal empowerment and freedom. For many people, power is not about freedom, but about using power over other people, being in control and controlling others. And when we need to control others, we are far from being free. The other common flying dream is the one where you find yourself urging a group of admiring or disbelieving supporters on the ground to join you in the air. There you are, achieving and doing, and there they are, lacking faith and wishing they could do what you can obviously do so well. Other people in your dreams stand for your own various and conflicting beliefs. This kind of dream shows that you can raise yourself to a higher potential. It also shows you that you lack faith in your ability. It's time to ignore those niggling, dissenting feelings and rise above them. We dream fly in the air. The invisible air represents the invisible mind and thoughts. All man-made things in the world started as an invisible thought. From the invisible, we create the visible material world. When you dream fly, you are exploring the incredibly powerful, invisible parts of your being, those powerful enough to create anything you wish. In dreams, you can look down from way up and see the landscape. When you're on the ground, you can only see the territory around you, you know, maybe a desert, a broken car, and no water. From up high, you can see the bigger picture. Maybe the oasis just over the next sand dune, or the car already driving to your rescue. You fly high in dreams at times when you need to get an overview of a problem. Your dreams put your problems in perspective and offer you solutions. Sometimes we dream fly to escape something that is bothering us, something we should be facing instead of escaping. The upside of this is that flying gives you the opportunity to look down on the problem and see it from a different perspective. The downside is that dreams of escaping are usually too panicky for you to find the time to look. It's always true that unless you face your fears, they chase you forever. Let your flying dreams help you to keep your life in balance. When you pluck a great idea from the air, use it. Create something. Otherwise, you'll fly so high, you might end up way off the planet, and you know what happens when you fly too close to the sun, don't you? Your wings burn up, and you crash to Earth. Now, the next section in this book about the flying dreams is where I really bullet point it, which is kind of like, you know, the format for the treatment in this book for common dreams, where I bullet point in your life, this could be about. So, you know, We may say that dreams of flying or floating are common dreams, but of course they mean different things to different people. And in that little bit I read you there, I really illustrated quite a wide spectrum of what kind of things this kind of dream can mean. So here I begin to pinpoint it down a bit. In your life, if this was your dream, in your life, this could be about an unused or unrecognized talent, a situation you're too enmeshed in to see other options, a power struggle with a work supervisor, colleague, or partner, that idea you haven't acted on yet, that thing you'd love to do but feel you lack the confidence to try, or the real you that you keep hidden to keep other people happy. So Kay, are you getting any clues at this stage? I'm going to keep going. Your unique dream contains personal clues only you may recognize. For example, if you're using a prop for flying, what is it and what message could this be giving you? Look at any people you know in the dream. People from work may signal work issues, or perhaps there are people who represent a talent or ability that could be yours. And Kay, I gave you the formula to work that out. Do you say something when you're flying? Apply this message to yourself. What clues could your flying clothes be giving you? And are there any clues in the landscape you're flying over? Now, the next segment in my book then goes on to say, why has this dream come up for you now? And I'm going to read out this bit here because it will give Kay and those of you that are having flying dreams some clues. So in the book I say, why has this dream come up for you now? Your answers to these questions will reveal the reason. What feelings and emotions did you experience in your dream? Which situation in your life now do these feelings remind you of? Which area of your life feels stuck, grounded, or restricted? Have you been feeling frustrated that others do not recognize your abilities? Have you been making excuses and rationalizing why you cannot do or achieve something close to your heart? Imagine doing or achieving this thing. What feelings does this give you? Your answer to the last question may reveal the reason your dream has come up for you now. You may be too close to your situation to see the way forward, or you may be holding yourself back for fear of making the change. Now, the next part in the book, I then give some dream alchemy ideas. And for each common dream, and flying and floating is just one of those common dreams, I give three different dream alchemy examples. So I'm only going to read out one of these for today. If you've got the book, you can read the others. And so here's one dream alchemy practice that you could use if you feel that it's relevant to your particular flying dream. And Kay, I feel this is the one that you would be wise to do. Take a large piece of paper and some coloured pencils or crayons. Imagine that you are 5 years old, so it's okay if you're not the world's best artist. Now imagine that you're dream flying and looking down on the problem you want to solve or the thing you want to put into action. The left-hand side of the page is the past. The center is now. And the right-hand side is the future. Now simply draw your bird's eye view of how it was on the left, where you're at in the center, and where you're going to from this moment forward on the right. As you draw, feel all the good feelings coming into your life as you move your hand across the page from left to right. Look at your dream alchemy picture every day, always moving your eyes from left to right until the drawn out, until the drawn outcome manifests. Skipping some bits here, but I just want to finish this bit about flying and floating by reading the last section in Dream Alchemy on this, and I call this Glimmers of Gold. In your dreams, when your recurring dream changes to embrace a happier ending, you're making good progress. So, you know, for example, taking others flying with you is a sign of success, and seeing a positive change in the landscape while flying is another. And some symbols from your dream alchemy practice may appear in your dreams. For example, you may find yourself in the right-hand page landscape of your flying picture. If you're letting go of control or are feeling controlled, you may experience some dreams of struggling free from restrictions or of intense anger or frustration at being tied down or stuck. And these are excellent signs of success as you are letting go of old feelings that once protected you from your fear of being free and empowered. Think of these as letting go of silent screams from old pressures. Letting go, going, gone. And look out for dreams of finding gold, gems, or treasures, as these are likely symbols of discovering the value of your talents and showing these to the world. And what can you expect in waking life? In waking life, through doing your dream alchemy on this kind of dream, you experience a sense of lightness and freedom. You are more insightful, you know, seeing ahead with clarity and a sense of assurance. And over the weeks, you begin to feel more confidence in your abilities, feeling more empowered and willing to show your talents to the world. And you notice other people living below their potential and feel increased respect for their freedom to go at their own pace. You feel more at peace walking your talk or flying your sky, regardless of what anyone else does or thinks of you. So that was the end of reading out the bit from Dream Alchemy. So Kay, going back to your dream, I think you'll have probably got some clues from that. You don't say in your email to me how you felt about flying around and floating in space with these people, but I got the impression from the email that you were really enjoying it. So without being able to ask you more questions, my reading of your dream with that limited information would be that if you look at those two people you're flying with and, you know, as I say, pick three words for each of them to describe their personality or approach to their to life, and also have a look at their talents and what they're good at, how, you know, what it is that's lifting them above the ground level in their own lives. And also look at what they may be floating around thinking about, but maybe not quite grounding and manifesting. You know, that's another way to look at it. And I think, Kay, with all of those clues, you're tuned into something within yourself that you're ready to really make happen, that takes you to, you know, a higher place. And if you'd like to follow that up, Kay, or anybody else, by coming live onto the show as a guest, and live means sitting at home, well, I call you and Skype you and have a chat and record it, of course, I can get into, you know, much greater detail. And it did occur to me just a little bit, and this wasn't planned, that in reading that flying dream there, which was kind of like investigating what can tie us down in life and what can restrict us and how to let go, that it did actually have a tie-in, excuse the pun, with Lady Gaga's dream there as well. So I hope you enjoyed all of that. If you'd like to read Dream Alchemy, of course, you'll need to either buy it or borrow it from your library. You know all the places to buy it, including bookshops and my website. And if you'd like to experience the kind of alchemy results that Kate was experiencing at the top of the show there, then you might like to contact me and have a personal phone consultation or an email consultation, or even be really kind to yourself and book yourself in for some life coaching, which is a few weeks in a row of 1 hour private sessions with me by phone or by Skype, when we not only get down to looking at your dreams and giving you dream alchemy practices, but also having a look at your waking life and the kinds of issues and challenges that you would like to solve. And together we kind of work backwards and look into your dreams to find solutions and alchemy for all of that. You can get all of those details at my website at www.dream.net.au. Or, of course, there's always my blog, where I blog two or three times a week with things like Lady Gaga's dream at www.janetheresa.com, or join me on Facebook. That's it for another week. So thank you for being with me. If you're really, really itching to get a dream interpreted or get some insight, remember there are two ways. Number one, come as a guest on the show. Number two, contact me for a private consultation. Thank you for continuing to enjoy and share these podcast shows, and I look forward to your feedback too. I've been having lots of lovely emails from people telling me what you like. And so, the more you tell me what you like, the more I can give you more of that. Have a lovely, lovely week, and I'll see you next week for episode 64. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsight. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsight Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.